Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some 300 children who've been housed at a remote border patrol station in Texas near the border with Mexico have been moved. The Clint station had come under sharp criticism after several attorneys visited and found the older children were having to care for the younger ones and there was inadequate food, water, and sanitation. Not clear where all the children have been placed, but some, according to Congresswoman Veronica Escobar's office, are at another location in El Paso. The bodies of a young woman and three children, two of them infants, have been found in another part of Texas near the border. Officials say they most likely died of dehydration and heat exposure after crossing the Rio Grande into the U.S. President Trump announces a new series of sanctions against Iran's supreme leader and many of his top military leaders. Trump telling reporters at the White House,
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance, give it a good chance.
Tensions have been escalating since the president last year withdrew the U.S. from a global nuclear deal with Iran and reimposed economic sanctions. They increased even more last week when Iran shot down a U.S. drone. The U.S. Supreme Court is wrapping up its term this week. Two big issues, the Trump administration's effort to include a citizenship question on the census and gerrymandering by state legislatures drawing up election districts. AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman explains.
The cases involving the census and gerrymandering are very important to the distribution of political power in this country for the next 10 years because they will both help determine how seats are drawn both in Congress, in state legislatures, and even in local elected bodies across the country. And the census case will help determine how billions of dollars in federal money are distributed.
This is AP Radio News. Just days away from the Democrats' first presidential primary debates, voters in this country admit they are not paying much attention to the massive field of candidates. An AP and ORC Center for Public Affairs research poll, only 22% of registered Democrats say they know a lot about all the different candidates. San Francisco resident Kira Fallon thinks, however, it's time to elect a woman.
We do not need a man. What I would love to see is a woman of any color with a vice president who's a man.
4 in 10 Democratic voters say they would be more excited about voting for a woman for president. 36% feel the same about a younger candidate. Nashua, New Hampshire police say a man tried to take advantage of another person's traffic stop by jumping into the police cruiser, hoping to drive away. Instead, the officer jumped into the driver's seat on top of the would-be thief. The car then hit a park bench and coming to a stop inside the park. The man's in jail. The officer was treated for a bite. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.